25 states have signed on to the Partnership for the Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. PARC, as the name suggests, will be geared toward preparing students for the academic and employment responsibilities of early adulthood. The new program will be paid for through federal cash from a designated component of the General Race to the Top Fund. It appears to be catching on in the South, with seven states in the region having signed on to the initiative. In Louisiana, administrators are still trying to figure out what the new program will look like in the classroom. Randy Hammett taught school in Monroe, Louisiana for more than 25 years. Now he's the director of high schools in Ouachita Parish. He says that a series of recent informational sessions have not yet established a finished product.
You know, it's going to mean some changes, and changes are not always bad. Sometimes their changes are needed. It's hard for me to say exactly how much this is going to affect us till we actually see how much difference there are, how much difference we will have to teach, and how much difference the curriculum will be.
Scott Norton of the Louisiana State Department of Education says the coming changes are based on the demands of a fluctuating post-secondary world.
We think we have pretty good standards and pretty good tests right now. They've served us well for the last 10 years. But the workforce and higher ed really have not found those as useful as what we had hoped.
The focal subjects will be English and math, and the new instruction will entail a shift toward online testing. Assessment will be spread out throughout the school year, rather than weighting the test toward a final exam. Also, math testing will focus on fewer topic areas, but in greater depth. In English, students will be assigned more technical reading and less literature. Lincoln Parish School District instructional coach Kim Shackelford predicts big changes in reading.
You're going to see a shift by high school where 70% of the reading text and the diverse text are going to be informational, nonfiction. So that we read and respond and write about science and social studies and mathematics and engineering.
Others, such as Jeffrey Cass, the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Dean of Arts and Sciences, who attended a recent seminar on PARC, say a balance will have to be struck in protecting literary instruction and introducing more technically based material.
Other kinds of writing, even though it's more directly related to real world stuff, like if they read science magazine articles about the internet or something. But, you know, those are just informational-based, single-level kinds of writing, whereas literature is far more complex and requires a lot more attention to certain kinds of detail and analysis, which, in effect, the employers are saying that you need.
Despite that, Cass says the new program will involve changes at the post-secondary level.
The university curricula, particularly for English and math, will have to be looked at so that the teachers we do prepare have content and pedagogical skills that match that new curriculum in K-12.
As with any new system, there are certain to be kinks that will need to be ironed out. Randy Hammett flags one potential pitfall.
It seems like there's going to be a lot more testing in this. And so what one concern that I have is students burning out with taking, instead of one test at the end of the year, to having to take possibly three tests a year in each subject area that we're going to be dealing with in this assessment.
The phasing in of PARC will take place over 3 years. Full implementation is expected in 2014. For the Southern Education Desk at KEDM in Monroe, I'm John Hughes.